Come on, Rob, it's your turn.
Ruby Murray.
Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you add him and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
Well, amongst the many different features in the BFM Breakfast Show, since I rejoined the group, I do enjoy this one, Rob. This is I enjoy all of them, but this, I do enjoy this very much. And we've really tackled some thorny and eye-opening and mind-expanding topics, haven't we? Over the half a year that we've done it,
changed the way I look at life.
Really?
Oh yeah,
and fresh and eyes, eh?
Yeah.
And today we have a very relevant sensational topic too. One of my favourite topics and one of my favourite people.
It's all about Father Christmas. I actually looked into the history and the origins of Father Christmas and I was fascinated.
Do you prefer Father Christmas or Santa?
Father Christmas, really. Oh, Santa.
Oh, Father Christmas.
Hello. Santa. Oh, I suppose it all depends if you like, you want to be like...
I suppose Santa's more like a rap name, isn't it?
Yeah. But anyway, here we go.
Is this a tagging name? Is you going to tag it?
Santa.
Yes, Santa.
English is my language. You
Rob Bollocks, ladies and gentlemen. Rob, what have you got for us?
Okay,
Rob?
Well, he started off as Saint Nicholas, who was a bishop who lived in 4th century in a place called Myra, which was in Asia Minor, which is now in modern-day Turkey.
Now, to become a saint, you have to perform two miracles or something. That's today's standards. I'm sure the standards will be even
then.
You just sort of made up a story, wouldn't you?
I think back then, if you could do your shoelaces up, they'd make you a patron saint up shoelaces.
But there's no way of fact-checking, you know what I mean? We've been presumptuous here, though, but there may have been. But I don't think there was any sort of, like, you've got to just go on, I slayed a massive giant
dragon,
triple-headed hydra bigger than the ones in Dungeons and Dragons. You know?
Yeah,
and so should I be a saint? They go, please. Can we have your knuckle bone when you die? You know.
Anyway, he had cotchels of money because his parents left him a load, and he was a real kind geezer, and he had a real good rep for helping poor people. And give him people that needed stuff.
I wonder how much a lot of money was in 4 BC.
Oh, fourpence, 4 shekels. If you had if you could
a
get
groat,
a groat. I'd love to have a groat. I wonder what a groat is, if someone could let us know.
It was a term of currency.
It was a term,
like a florin, a guinea, a halfpenny, threepence, tuppence.
This sounds like something out of Charles Dickens now. Right. I found out the most famous story concerning St. Nicholas tells about the custom of hanging up stockings for Christmas presents.
Oh, yes,
right?
of course.
Right, there was this poor man who had 3 daughters and he was so poor he didn't have enough money for their dowries. Now, back in them days, if your daughter got married, you had to pay a dowry, which that's just...
That's unusual, but it's different times,
Anyway, this geezer, he didn't have any money, so his daughters couldn't get married. So one night, St. Nicholas climbed up on his roof and secretly dropped a bag of gold down the chimney.
What?
Into the house.
Why would you do it that way?
Well, I just
slip
on
the door. Slip it in the...
Well, he didn't want anybody to know, see?
So he thought he'd clomp around the roof.
Yeah.
So he made a thatch or something like that as well.
So the bag fell into a stocking that had been hung by the fire to dry. Now, this has got quite a few holes in it, really.
The stocking or the story?
Well, the whole story, because... Obviously, if the stocking had been there in the first place to dry, there must have been a fire going.
Yeah, right. as was the fashion back in the day before there was electricity or anything.
So
they pretty much just had fires.
So I was thinking about this yesterday quite a lot. It took up most of my days trying to figure out how you could drop something down a chimney.
You mean a working chimney? You mean
and then actually to get it to go into a sock.
See, this is where I think it was a poor choice at the beginning to. Oh, I've got a bag of gold. I'll drop it down the chimney. Why would you?
Yeah. If you want to do a secret, just put it by the front door, knock on the door, and then run away.
Yeah, but that's. Sometimes people are ready for that.
Okay, anyway.
It's a different story.
So, because of that, his daughter could get married. The old boy's daughter could get married. And then when the second daughter needed to get
some
married.
Some dowries just turned up. Good job. All right.
So, I'll give that
away.
Get
out of here.
So, he'd done it for the second daughter. St. Nick did the same thing. And then the father, the second time.
So these aren't his daughters or they are his daughters?
They are his daughters. This is like
so
this.
What do you have to throw it down the chimney for?
No.
I'm sorry, the other.
This is this old boy, right? So
I'm not quite sure what you're talking
after
about.
The second daughter, this father thought, right, I've got to find out who's doing this. So, like, every day yeah. he hung around by the fire and then he caught him out. And then Nick goes, look, please don't tell anybody because I don't want to draw attention to myself, right? So,
such a good guy.
Father couldn't keep stum about it and the news got out. And everybody knew about it. So when anybody got a secret gift, it was thought to have come from Saint Nick. And because of his kindness, he was made a saint of children and also sailors.
What's strange about that? Sailors need love too.
Oh, no, I'm just saying he became, which is a bit of a, you know, patron saint of children and sailors.
Yes, a lot of them doubled up though. The saints.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
You could be patron saint of a few things, what? I think. Music, good tunes.
Oh, there's a lot of people bailing away from. There's people out there that deserve to be patron saint of music more than I do. I
mean, come on.
I know what I'm doing. Don't worry about that. But I'm just saying. But just you know.
Right. So anyway, right. We're going to go.
Surely, Prince.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
would have more of a go at it than me. You know, maybe.
Yeah. Or Bowie. Actually, Bowie could have been.
Bowie could have been. Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to move to the 16th century now in Northern Europe, and after the Reformation,
we might see some sort of renaissance from Susan Boyle too. She may have an epiphany. Music may take her to another realm altogether as well.
Susan Boyle.
I love Susan Boyle. Good on you, Susan. Yeah, get in there. She's the original, you know?
Anyway, we're going to move up to the 16th century in Northern Europe. After the Reformation, the stories of St. Nick become unpopular. So someone had to give out presents to the children. So in England became Father Christmas or Old Man Christmas. In Austria and Germany... are you squeezing a mouse again?
It's a guinea pig.
Anyway, in Austria and Germany,
it's a guinea pig.
The present
traditional
present giver became the Christ kind, a golden-haired baby with wings who symbolised the newborn baby Jesus.
Kinder in German.
All Jewish babies look like that. I mean, I can verify that we were all golden-haired, so that was a bit of a noisy thing, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, okay. But so I missed that last bit, obviously. But
okay. In Austria and Germany, the present giver became the Christ kind, a golden-haired baby with wings who symbolised the newborn baby Jesus.
Cupid-like.
Yeah.
Do you know that, Christ is not actually a name?
Isn't it?
Jesus is a name, but Christ actually is a name. Christ, I can't remember what it means. So a Christian out there, or no? If you don't, what really is? Are you really a Christian? Just moving on.
But anyway, St. Nicholas became popular again in the Victorian era, when a lot of things happened.
What a great era!
Writers and poets
were
and
rich
artists.
Or dying or a prostitute.
Yeah.
What's interesting about the Victorian era? How many, do you know, at one stage, I think it was in 17, this is probably earlier than Victorian era, but in the late 1700s, if you were a young woman aged in your 20s in London town, you had a 1 in 3 chance of you were either well-to-do, a servant, or a prostitute.
Yeah.
You it was about sort of a third of the population each, almost down to the nup.
Actually, when I think about my family tree, we were never rich.
Servants?
Well, I'd really hope so, yeah.
What's wrong with being a sex worker?
Nothing. But I mean, this brings it around to my point.
But it wouldn't have been good back in them days.
But it brings it back to my point. A third of the female population of that age are sex workers. How many people are paying for sex? Everybody must be. Wow. All the time. It's a lot of people working in the sex industry. And civilization may have been a little fast-tracked a bit better if less people have been knocking each other off, you know? Like, I'm just saying.
Contra,
yeah, maybe the barter system, very popular in those days.
Anyway,
this dowry thing you're talking about, Rob. You know,
in 1823, Contra. The famous "Twas the Night Before Christmas" was published, describing St. Nick with 8 reindeer. So that's when it started.
Really cool. Pack of 8. Yep.
Now,
one's got a big red nose.
Now we move across to America. We've got a real good record of nosing things up, like Halloween, The Office, Shameless.
I love the term nosing. Yeah.
Just 3 things that they got hold of. And
What were your examples there of things that they messed up?
Halloween,
yep.
The Office, and Shameless.
I actually like The American Office, but Shameless, okay, right.
I really like the American Office,
actually. I really?
Really?
Do. Yeah, I don't know why.
Do you know what? I watched the first one, and it was awful.
Well, the first one was definitely not the best one.
But anyway,
moving on. So we're in America, of all places. America wasn't even a thing until about 200 years ago.
1863.
Oh, okay, then you're
magazine Harper's Weekly published the first
magazine.
First illustration of St. Nicholas by Thomas Nassy. In this, he was wearing a Stars and Stripes outfit. You know, brilliant.
Well, like Uncle Sam.
Yeah. And every year for the next 20 years, he would be in a different sort of thing. And this is when Santa really started to develop the giant belly bulge, you know, the red and white outfit
that's all the beard. That's all rubbish.
Now, the urban legend of Coca-Cola designing Santa's red suit is total bollocks. I don't know. Do you know about that?
I know that.
It's not true.
I believe my discussions with the Jolly Red Man.
Yeah.
He does not like Coca-Cola one single bit.
No. Well,
it's rubbish. Very dark about Coca-Cola.
Long before Coke had ever been invented, St. Nicholas, because he was a bishop, had been portrayed wearing red robes. And during Victorian times and before that, he wore red, green, blue, brown, and brown fur. But red was always his favourite. He wore red, green, blue, and brown fur.
Right, lovely. Thank you.
But red was always his favourite. So, again, America's got a real good idea, and they mucked it up.
To put it bluntly, eh?
Well, I could have put it a lot more bluntly than that.
What about that judicial appointment that Trump made?
Oh, that gives it, yeah. Well, that moron.
Ah, it can't be right.
That's Father Christmas, really. I could have done like the whole show just dedicated to it, but
I love the man. He is he's cooler than any Formula One driver.
Well, he couldn't get in a Formula One driver. He couldn't get in a car, could he?
This is a myth, Rob.
So he's not a fat geezer.
He's big. He's big.
Oh, just big.
Right. You know, he's a good centre of gravity, I think. Probably because, but big. He's big. He's big. He's a big guy.
Sturdy,
yeah.
Okay. Portly.
stout. big. Yeah, I know that he's been portrayed in a very, he misrepresents it.
Well, that's America and Hollywood, and
you got a lot of cookies, you got a lot of Christmas cake.
You don't have to eat them all.
You got a lot of dairy, and you don't have to eat them all. But I think he's a good guy.
Yeah, but he's
like
working hard, isn't he?
Yeah, so he feels needs like he that. Has to have a bite of each. But also, there's got to be some serious muscle from dragging
this
around.
This is the thing. What do you think he does for 364 days of the year when he's not doing Christmas? He works out, man. He's in good shape. He's in good shape. It's just never going to look like a bodybuilder. You know?
Okay.
Eggnog. Is that still a thing?
Must be.
Whoever thought of that? Whoever thought looked at an egg and went, let's nog that. Let's nog that egg. That's a great one. Hey, look, I'm gonna play a song now called Miracle, because you know the thing is about Christmas.
Well, it's got me in the Christmas spirit. You know how like a bar humbug I am.
Yes, I do.
I thought, you know what, I'm gonna get into this.
Are you?
Nah.
Did you think maybe perhaps did you assess your year and go, have I been a good or bad?
Bad.
The thing is,
never got caught.
I'll take you a little bit of inside right now.
Yeah.
He'll sing.
Yeah.
Rob? He knows regardless, okay?
Okay.
But if you sell yourself right, you might have to make some changes and make a few promises, you know?
Yeah.
But you can assure Santa that you've been a good boy or girl this year. Give or take, Sarah. You know what I'm talking about? Then he should be sweet.
A certain BFM staff member cleaned and mopped the kitchen yesterday.
Yeah, too late. That's too late.
Boiling water in the bins.
Yeah, it's too late.
Being like, hey,
how
up?
Badly did you mess up earlier on in the year? Right?
Yeah, I'll try to be good all year.
How was Big Hungry?
You know what I mean?
It's good.
Can you
good?
Adam and Eve
oh, yes,
with
it was.
Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.
We're going to be back with